The festival takes place from 9 until 5. Gail Carper, who's on the organizing committee, says this is a juried show.
This year, we have a Best in Show prize, which is an award of $750. We have a first place, which is $500, a second place, which is $350, third place, $200, and then there are two honorable mentions at $100 each.
The artist who will be displaying and selling work at the Gazebo Arts Festival, are they mostly from Macomb and the general area, or do you draw from a wider region?
Most of them in the past couple of years and this year included are from Macomb and the surrounding area. But we do have, I looked at the list the other day, and we've got people from Chicago. We've got some Iowa people. There was Peoria. I think there was a Bloomington person on there. So, you know, basically these kinds of art fairs grow as they age, because one person will be at another art fair somewhere else and will say, hey, you should go to Macomb. It's a really nice little park. The volunteers are great. You know, the vendors all talk among themselves and say, this is a good one, this is a bad one. You know, I did real good sales here, or I didn't do very good sales here. So, plus there's a lot of online blogs and sites that people look at just to see all of the different art fairs, because there's just hundreds of art fairs all over the country all year round.
How many artists will be participating in the Gazebo Arts Festival?
Last year there were, I think, 24 different artists. So I think we can generally expect between 20 and 25 different people. And so far this year we have people selling jewelry, photography. We've got somebody coming in to do metal and wood furniture. We have, and I have to mention her by name, Deb Lutz. She does digital fractal design, and I mention her by name because she just won first prize at the Illinois State Fair in the digital photography area. So, you know, she does some amazing digital fractal designs. We have oil painting, acrylic painting, watercolor. We have ceramics. We have somebody coming in to do fiber creations. In addition to that, we have two artists who are going to be demonstrating what they do. So we have a WIU art student who's going to be demonstrating printmaking, silkscreen printmaking. And then we also have somebody who's going to come in and do some creations with metal. So he has a portable forge, and he's going to be doing some forging, which is hammering and making things out of metal with heat and hammers. So, you know, I think it'll be the demonstrations will be pretty exciting, too.
By being smaller, does that perhaps allow for a little more interaction between the artist and the people coming to the festival?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's one of the things I like about it the best, because, you know, when you start making something, when it's your own creation, you're very invested in it. And when somebody takes an interest and says, oh, how do you do that? Of course, you probably bore them to death talking about how you do that. but most artists that I've come in contact with love to talk about their method, how they make things, how they get their ideas, what their process is. And a lot of people kind of hope that they inspire other people to go out and get involved in making handmade things, because it's becoming a lost art. We tend to think that, you know, we can't make anything ourselves anymore, you know. So I always like to encourage people to go out and try to make their own things too.
Gail Carper is on the committee that organizes the annual Gazebo Arts Festival in Macomb. She says there will be an area set aside from 10 until 4 for children to create art in the park. Materials will be provided. Also Saturday in the park, the Al Sears Jazz Festival will entertain crowds. We'll tell you about the Jazz Fest tomorrow. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.